Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Hot 99.5, connected to the community. Here's Julie Morgan with today's Community Spotlight.
Today I'm joined by Dr. A. Zachary Faison Jr., the president and CEO of Edward Waters College. And we're talking about the President's Distinguished Speaker Series at Edward Waters College. Dr. Faison, tell me about this.
Yes, well, this is a new program that we started, and the lecture series is aptly preceded by two words, stay woke, which we believe is a timely colloquialism kind of intended to evince a focus upon the continuous expansion and development of the overall knowledge base of our entire academic community. So the purpose of the series is really to provide a vehicle through which the Edward Waters community, as well as the entire Jacksonville community, can really interface intentionally with culturally based issues and to promote socially conscious and socially responsible activism in what I call a millennial and post-millennial era. So that's really the focus of the lecture series.
How did it all come about?
So as a part of this new administration, I came to the college back in July of last year, and we wanted to do something that would be engaging and that would bring thought leaders and authors, entertainers, activists, and advocates to our campus and to the Jacksonville community. And so that kind of was the impetus for wanting to start this distinguished lecture series here at Edward Waters.
And how has it been received thus far?
Well, thus far, it's been very well received. We had our inaugural iteration of this series back in late fall, and we started with Dr. Nikki Giovanni. It was a packed house, and she gave us great words of inspiration and insight. And so it's been very well received thus far, and we're very excited about Mr. David Banner, who many folks probably in your listening audience will know very well as a Grammy Award-winning producer and musician himself, and he'll be coming to our campus on February the 13th, next week at 6 o'clock p.m. So we're very, very excited about this next iteration of the Distinguished Lecture Series.
So just in case someone missed Nikki Giovanni, yes, that should have been a wow, a great way to start. When people walked away from listening to her, what did they say?
I think a lot of folks, particularly amongst our young people and our students, they were just very inspired. If you've ever heard Dr. Giovanni speak, she doesn't mince words, and she's very, very direct around activism and engaging with the issues that are critical issues of our time. So she offered a lot of insight and illumination into a lot of the critical issues that we're facing here, not only in Jacksonville, but throughout the country. And so many of our students left just inspired to continue their activism, to continue their education, and utilizing their knowledge that they're gaining from their degrees to really impact their local communities as well as to impact the world. And so, again, many of our students and all the folks that came to be a part of it just left with a heightened level of inspiration and maybe were a little bit agitated to expand their personal footprint as socially responsible leaders and architects of positive change here in the Jacksonville community and beyond.
What about Tommy Curry?
So Dr. Curry is a consummate scholar, and many of our students, as well as many citizens in the community, were just really, really challenged to hear his perspective around African-American men. There's so much research that's out there that really kind of sometimes paints African-American men in a negative light. And so much of his research is around positivity as it really pertains to African-American men and their roles. They're very positive and uplifting roles, particularly around their involvement and engagement in the African-American family. And so Dr. Curry's visit with us was an inspirational one as well. And he really, really provided a lot of insight, particularly for our young African-American men on the campus. Our fraternities were there. We have our Blackville Explorers program, and all of those participants were there. And so he certainly provided a lot of information and context for our entire academic community.
That sounds like it should have been very motivational. And why do you think that was so important, especially for your campus in particular?
Well, I think because really particularly important for us because, again, I think the narrative that you hear, you know, just nationally around African-American men is sometimes very, very one-sided. So to have a consummate scholar like a Dr. Tommy Curry to come in and provide some more truthful, fact-based information about the upward mobility of many African-American men and where there isn't that upward mobility, what are some of the identifiable reasons and rationale that undergird why African-American men may suffer for some of the ills that they do in some senses throughout society. We just felt, and our whole entire community felt, was a needed discourse and discussion, and it was one that was very, very well received.
So that's a little bit about the past, those past two speakers. Let's look ahead to the future. Mr. David Banner, as you mentioned, many in our audience will know who he is. Why did you invite Mr. Banner to the campus?
Well, I will share with you, as a millennial, I'm 38 years old. I, at some time in the not too distant past, enjoyed Mr. Banner's music. And I think that really he has probably has always had within him this real, real focus, particularly on historically Black colleges and universities. He's a graduate of an HBCU. He was actually a Student Government Association president at Southern University. And I am personally inspired by his activism. I'm personally inspired by his real focus on uplift of the African-American community. And so we thought that it would be a great opportunity if we could have someone that is relevant to this generation, particularly the generation of students that we serve, that could come and speak words of inspiration, speak words of direction, and really engage our entire academic community around what we can do as a community, as an HBCU community, and even throughout Greater Jacksonville, what we can do as an African-American community to really lift the plight of African-Americans here in Jacksonville and throughout the country.
And it seems that his inspiration will be probably a little bit different than the first two, but inspirational nonetheless.
Right. We want to make sure that we're offering students a diversity of perspectives. We glean much in our elders, like Nikki Giovanni, but we also want to also have speakers that come from or are nearer to our current generation of students. And so, again, you know, our aim is to be able to engage the views, ideas, and ideals of thought leaders, entertainers, activists, advocates, and opinion shapers that come from a myriad of different circles. And so Mr. Banner, I think, will definitely offer us a different perspective. And we're excited that he's going to be able to visit us and be able to offer our students some great information and hopefully some words of great inspiration.
So we've talked about three great speakers, two in the past, one in the future. Tell me, what do you have next coming up?
So we will have another speaker in March. I can't share right now, but this one is going to be just as groundbreaking. I'll give a little hint. This person is a Jacksonville native that is world renowned. And so we are really, really looking forward to being able to release that information in the coming weeks. But I can assure you, this person is a world changer and a world leader that's a native of Jacksonville. So we're brimming with anticipation to be able to release who our next speaker will be on March the 28th. It'll be March the 28th at 6:00 p.m., but you will not want to miss the lecture series speaker in March.
Oh, and you know what? I thought I was getting the scoop. Oh, come on, Dr. Faison. That was a good tease, I got to tell you.
We'll keep you. I'll tell you what, when we announce it, we'll make sure that you find out first. You and your listeners will find out first, but we are just brimming with anticipation. Again, a Jacksonville native who is world renowned.
I like that. Anything else you want to add?
Well, just that Edward Waters College is the state of Florida's destination institution of emerging eminence. We're right on King's Road. We want folks to come out and just hear about the new work and all of the great things that are emanating from this administration in this new era at Edward Waters College. So certainly, if there are any listeners out there that are looking for a great institution for them to get those college degrees, come on out to Edward Waters College. You can find us at our new website, www.ewc.edu, and we'd love for you to join our fall 2019 class. Go Tigers.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so very much.
For more about today's Community Spotlight, visit myhot995.com and click on Hot Cares.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.